It's always a pleasure to have in the studio Heather Wheeler, Programming Coordinator with the Mason County Public Library. And Heather, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
And of course, we always spotlight the programs and events you all have at the Mason County Public Library. But first, let's recap March. You had a packed month full of fun events for all ages.
Yes, March has been so much fun. We just had our CLIPS program. That was a huge success. We always have so much fun when the Cincinnati Observatory comes down. And just remember, we still do have eclipse glasses, and we'll have them available for you to pick up for free of charge till supplies run out. So make sure you're stopping in to get your glasses, because even though we're not under total, we are going to get a little dusky here, and it'll be really cool to see.
And you had a couple new events in March as well, if you just want to recap those.
Oh, yes. Our homeschool groups with our kids started in March, and that was so much fun. We've got some new stuff with homeschooling coming up for April, actually, too. So those are just really exciting times. We're having lots of fun.
Starting off in April on the 1st, like you said, the homeschooling programs there. So if you want to touch on those and how to sign up for those.
Yes. Our homeschool social will be kicking off with our youth on the 1st. And that will be a lot of fun. They're going to have snacks. The extension office is going to be down. Trevor's coming in to teach them all about egg incubation. So something really cool, something really hands-on. We love working with the extension office as well. So that's going to be really fun. And even though it is homeschool, you still can come. Even if your child is not homeschooled, if you're thinking about homeschooling, if you want to get in contact with more kids that are homeschooled, or if you just want to come and learn about egg incubation, and you've got little ones that fit the age category, come on down.
And before we start on these programs, I want to touch on the construction going on behind the library. A little progress update.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. We had, of course, waiting on all of our lumber to come in, which, of course, when you want something, it takes forever. Okay. But all of our big cedar beams and posts have arrived, and they've started setting all of our trusses and everything, and it is gorgeous. Oh my gosh. So excited. Cannot wait. We have so many program ideas for that poor shelter. It's going to be busy all the time. It's going to be amazing.
And of course, a great location and weather permitting, of course, but just opens up a lot of doors, programming events and having outdoor activities.
Yes. And it will be roofed. So it will be roofed. So that will help us so much. But yes, and it will also have electric and water access as well. So we're going to get a PA system put in it. So because you are outdoors, so right. My director was like, we got to be able to speak loud. But yeah, it's going to be so amazing. We are just absolutely thrilled.
Speaking of the outdoors, you all do some story times outdoors in the parks.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. And this month's story time in the park is going to be on the 18th. That date is a little different than our usual, but we had to wait on somebody special. The Lorax is making an appearance, so we had to move it back a little so he could fit in the schedule. And with the Lorax is also coming the Kentucky Wildlife Representative. We are also having the forestry guy there, and we're going to learn all about trees and how they're so important. And you might even get a little sapling to go plant. So, which I think is just precious, because if you plant it in your yard, you'll know, like, my baby was this big, and you can watch it grow right with them. Plus, you're helping the earth. You're helping the nature. So I think it'll be really fun.
And, of course, story time is every Thursday at 10:30. And on the 3rd, a mug rug at 11:30.
Yes, that is for our adults. Our Miss Rachel did with our kids a little mug rug craft where they learned to weave just on a little tiny loom. And I had several adults come to me and be like, we want to learn how to do that. So I was like, okay. Absolutely. So we're going to have a mug rug as well on the 3rd at 11:30. And then if that time doesn't work for you, I'm going to host it again on the 10th at 4 p.m.
On Friday the 5th, a name that kind of piques my interest, especially when you say donuts. Donuts and Devices at 9 a.m.
Yes, that is going to be the first Friday of every month for the foreseeable future. And it is going, the first one's going to focus on just basic computer. So how to work your mouse, what all it does, what its functions, how you can do it. And each lesson will be on something different. And if you want to make a suggestion, absolutely. He's Mr. Jax, our marketing guy, is actually the one that's going to be teaching the class. Makes sense, right? He does all of our computer stuff. And so he's going to be doing that, and it's going to be really neat. He's already got 5 lesson plans done, and then he's going to add more. Like, I know one's going to be like maybe spreadsheets, and then one's going to be internet banking. So just pop in. And I had one lady ask if she is working on getting her laptop, but she still wants to attend even though she doesn't have her laptop yet. And I was like, absolutely. Absolutely. She's like, because I'll still learn about it. I just won't have till I get my laptop be able to use it. And I was like, yes, come on. Join the party. Plus, you're having donuts.
And a Ready Player at 3:30 to 5 and Art Club at 3:45. Yes. It's on Friday the 5th. And Monday, Montessori Monday is every Monday. You know, you switch the times, rotate the times, but every Monday.
Yes, and that is so much fun. And she's gotten some new Montessori stuff. We got show and tell at our staff meeting, and she got the cutest felt wooden flower. Like, they're going to build a little flower bouquet, and it is so cute. The flowers are felt, and there's a little wooden bee and a snail, and they're just going to have so much fun. And it's so great because they're big enough for the kids to grasp, but also small enough that they have to work on those fine motor skills to line up their little post in the hole. And so she's got a lot of new things coming for Montessori Monday, some new stations, just kind of changing it up, bringing in some new stuff.
What are the ages for Montessori Monday?
They're birth to 3 to 5.
And, of course, teen takeout boxes become available on the 8th as well.
Yes, and those are always hugely popular. In March, they had this really cool graphic novel and, like, this little speaker recording box, of course, some stickers, and a Coca-Cola, because you always get a drink. So she did Spiced Coke is the one everybody got to try last month. So I thought that was really interesting. I don't even realize all the flavors of drinks that she finds. I'm like, okay.
And a newer program on the 9th, Tabletop Tuesday, 6 to 8.
Yes, that has been focusing with our teens on D&D, and they have had so much fun. And again, you do not have to be any of these to attend. They had one at the end of last month that was brand new. So they created a profile, they create a storyline, and fit him right in. So you do not have to be, have never gone. They love when new people come. So,
and you also like to work in a little English working and writing, and of course, Young Writers Group on the 10th at 4 p.m.
Yes, and our teens really have been enjoying that. They've had a lot of fun with it, and they are creating stuff and talking and just getting it. I think it helps too because they get to talk to other teens who are interested in the same things that want to listen to something they've written and want to listen to something and bounce ideas off each other. So they've had a lot of fun with it.
And again on the 12th, Homeschool Leaf Friends at 11 a.m.
Yes, that is so much fun. That's for our littles. They come, they spend about 30 to 45 minutes outside, and then they come in and do a lesson and a craft based on what. So we've done, we're getting ready to do worms. And we've done spiders, and we had some arachnids from the extension office. We've done leaves. We've done, I mean, it is so fun. We did mud one day in the library, so that was, but they had so much fun with it. They've been so adventurous with it and just so much enjoying it.
What are the kids' reactions when you bring somebody from the extension office, let's say Trevor, my former roommate at Morehead State University, Trevor. What are the kids' reactions when Trevor brings in something or like the observatory? And they can see that stuff. They see it in books, see it on TV, but then it's in front of their face. They see it in real life. What's that like?
It is amazing. When we were doing the clips, of course, we had a ton of kids there, and she had these little chips, and she put a big sun up on the projector, and she's like, okay, you're the moon. And they were like, okay. So they learned perspective without even realizing they were learning perspective. So then they were able to answer why we don't have an eclipse every time we get a new moon, which I had to think about. And these little kids are like, oh, it's because of, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And they don't even realize they're getting that experience. And they love when Trevor and the other extension officers come in because they are just so excited. We get everything from shrieks, hiding behind a parent's leg, to leaping at whatever the creature they have brought in. Like, literally the whole range. And you can tell on their faces that they love it and enjoy it as much as our kids do. So it's just phenomenal.
On the 15th, attracting birds to your yard at 4 p.m. That's an interesting one.
That's part of our Master Gardeners program that we've been started hosting them once to three times a month, depending on what I can fit in. So we actually have two sessions of attracting birds to your yard. You can attend both. You can attend one or the other. You don't have to attend them all. I would love for you to, though. But we're going to learn what kind of seed we need, what kind of plantings we need, and then the second one, we're going to focus on attracting specific birds. So if we want to attract specifically hummingbirds, we want to attract specifically cardinals, you know, what do we need to do? What do we need? My dad is especially excited about this one because he loves sitting on the front porch. He's got like four bird feeders, and that's his morning coffee, is, you know, tending to his birds, so to speak.
And again, and homeschool social 11 to 1 on the 15th as well.
Yes, that is for our teens. So that's going to have some pretty good snackage because I watched that Amazon order. So that one's going to be really fun. She's got lots of fun things planned. Everybody seems really excited about it. So please come out, especially if you're, and we count homeschool, like even if you're like my daughter goes online, even though she's technically, like, I don't have anything to do with it. She goes through Fleming County, but she's still considered homeschool. So she can come if she wants. Like it's, and even if your child is not homeschooled or you're just thinking about it and you want to pull them and see if it's something they're interested in and you're worried they're not getting that social aspect, bring them down. I promise we will socialize them.
And a packed day on the 16th if you want to run over that.
Oh my goodness, yes. So we've got, of course, our story time part two, a special one at 3:45, potato chips. I mean, you know, very intriguing. I'm just going to leave it at potato chips. Going to have to come and find that one out. And then we have homemaking on the Kentucky frontier. Eddie Price, I've had him at the library probably three times now, and he's fantastic. He's through, oh, good Lord, it just left me. Okay, I'm not going to say who he's through. And he is going to be bringing actual items that homemakers or homesteaders would have used back in 1700s, 1800s, early 1900s, which blows my mind that's even, you know. Oh, yeah. And he will have some actual ones and some reproductive ones as well. And he's going to be showing and explaining, very interactive with the audience. He's always fabulous. It will be a very fun, exciting show to come watch. You won't want to miss that one. And then we're kicking off teen movie night at 5:30, and she's got ballots and they're gonna raid, and I mean it's this whole thing. We've got a popcorn maker. It's gonna be fabulous. It's gonna be so much fun.
You don't slow down on the 17th. You got three more events on the 17th.
I know, you know me, if my calendar's not overflowing, we're not happy. So the Welcome House, which we started them last month, will be set up in our adult area from 1 to 3. They're going to handle any questions you have, help you fill out any forms. If you are, not only if you're not homeless, but if you don't have secure housing. Homelessness can be simply if you have to stay with a friend and it's not your home, you're considered homeless. They'll be able to work with you, figure out what you need, fill out all of your paperwork, get you to the right resources. It's an awesome, awesome service that we have in Maysville, and we're so lucky to have it. So we wanted to get them in the library where people could just walk in a more comfortable space. You know they're going to be there. And then we have our private rooms as well that you can go in to fill out any of your paperwork. Our Leaf Friends from 3:30 to 4:30 for our young ones. They have so much fun. It's like a little nature club, but we call it Leaf Friends. Rachel does amazing, amazing, amazing job with them. It's so fun. And then we are bringing back the Shakespeare group, which we had last year, and they were so fabulous. So, but we're bringing them back again for the 17th, and they're going to bring Kentucky history alive. So it's going to be like this interactive show, basically a living history of Kentucky reenactment is the best way I can think to explain it. Wow. And it'll be at 4:30, so that will be fabulous. You're not going to want to miss them. They're always entertaining.
And, of course, every Thursday, story time at 10:30, and then yoga at 4.
Yes.
And then every Friday is Ready Player from 3:30 to 5.
Yes.
And then the 22nd. Another packed Monday.
Yes, Montessori Monday at 10:30. Then we're back to the oh my gosh, what do they call Master Gardeners for attracting birds to your yard at 4 and construct it at 4 p.m. And our constructed kids in March built towers and castles out of cardboard.
Mm.
And she had this really cool, Miss Rachel's amazing. She had this really cool thing that had saws and screws that go through cardboard, but they don't like cut you. It was incredible. So I'm like, there's no way. It really does it. And it works. I saw them, they have little screws holding their cardboard castles together.
And that's just another way of getting their brains moving and mm-hmm. figuring out, you know, how stuff works. And yes. That's a great way.
Mm-hmm. It really is, because they had a ball. They had no idea they were learning structure and
engineering,
sizing.
Yeah.
And yes.
And, of course, Tabletop Tuesday is 6 to 8 p.m. on the 23rd.
Yes.
And then 24th, drawing at 3:45.
Yes, that is for our young ones and our tweens. And they have so much fun. In March, they did black paper. And you scratched on it and made designs, and it was like rainbow holographic underneath, and they did like monsters, and it was just fabulous. They were so cool.
Just another way for kids to express themselves.
Yes, and different art mediums and different examples and different, and she always focuses on a different artist, either present or past, and they're getting this knowledge of Monets and all of this, and they don't even realize they're getting it, and it's so cool.
Bingo at 4 o'clock that day as well.
Oh, yes. Family bingo is always fun. Miss Amanda Molka is hosting that now, and she does a great job, and it's a good time for all in that room.
And another artistic ability for kids, Teenar Studio at 4 p.m. on the 24th.
Yes, and they always have fun in there. They get so much interaction, and they display a lot of their art around the teen room, and it's just fun.
On the 29th, Planning with Heather and Meal Planning at 4 p.m.
Yes, and we are going to be focusing on pastas. Not sauces, but pastas. So how easy it is to make certain pastas, that you can do it without any of that extra equipment. And we'll have different recipes of different types of pasta as well.
And sticker party.
Yes, our teens now, they will fight you over that sticker party. They have so much fun. They lay everything out. Some teens bring their own stickers and they trade. Like, it's this whole thing. It's so much fun to watch them.
And then finishing out the month on the 30th, open studio art and crafts from 2:30 to 4:30.
Yes, that is what Miss Rachel's hosting. She did it a couple months ago and it was a huge success. So she wanted to bring it back. That's a come and go as you please. She has literally all of her tables full of leftover crafts, art supplies, new stuff, and you just literally have fun creating. You can mix and match the crafts. It's just a lot of fun. It's very tactile. They really enjoy it.
We mentioned a few collaborations with the library throughout the month. So if somebody's listening, how do they collaborate with you, Heather, and set up one of these programs?
You just reach out to me. You can call me at 564-3286. You can email me at hwheeler@masonlibrary.org. And I promise we can work with you. I've got so many things that I can't tell you about with so many collaborations that we've done with local and distant. And it is, I mean, if you think this is packed, you just wait till you start seeing my summer. It is so fun. Oh my gosh, we're going to have so much fun.
And of course, it is free to the public.
Yes, and that is the best part. It doesn't matter what we do. If we are doing it, it is free. And I just think that is amazing. I mean, we bring down the Shakespeare group, and we're going to have them at least two more times over the summer. We've got the bingo prizes, and you don't have to pay to get into it. The meal planning with the recipes, and they have a giveaway, and it is so much fun. We really do have so much fun with it.
And last month, you all unveiled a new logo and a new website.
Yes.
How's that going?
Oh, my gosh. It is so amazing. That website, it is a dream come true for someone who runs a calendar that looks like this. And anything that has to be registered for, the links are attached on our Facebook. Or you can go straight to our website at MasonCountyPublicLibrary.com, and you can click on the calendar, pull up the date, and register right on it. It walks you through it. It's super easy. I get an email, or Miss Rachel gets an email, whoever's program it is, and we know you're coming. You have a dedicated spot. If for some reason you can't make it, You can cancel if there's a waiting list. And I've had a few people that haven't been able to make it, but they've called me and been like, if my spot doesn't get filled, can I pick up my craft? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. We want you to enjoy this. We want you to be able to come out and have fun and learn a little something, but create.
Did we miss anything, Heather, you want to touch on before we close out here?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, just to note that story time in the park on the 18th is in Washington Rec Park, and it's up at the shelter. I would tell you the name, but I never get them straight, so we'll just say the shelter by the upper playground and the putt-putt. Mm. We'll be in that one with all kinds of goodies and the Lorax, so you're not going to want to miss that.
Again, Heather Wheeler, Programming Coordinator with the Mason County Public Library. And Heather, always do a fantastic job and always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We absolutely love it.
The Breakfast Club has been brought to you today by the Bank of Maysville, with locations throughout town and online at bankofmaysville.com. The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.